Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, so that's mainly what we'll be doing here, but that may change over time. If you happen to have the book we are reading today, feel free to go grab it and read along.
The Dinosaur That Pooped Christmas by Tom Fletcher and Dougie Pointer, illustrated by Gary Parson. What does the illustrator do?
I haven't asked you in a long time. Did you forget?
Makes the pictures.
Draws the pictures. Good job. And the author, what does the author do?
Draws the words.
Writes the words or creates the story.
Creates the story.
Good job. Oh, what's this thing on the inside? Season's greetings. Don't turn it yet. One naughty boy, one Christmas Eve, one very hungry dinosaur. The ingredients for a jolly adventure.
No.
No?
No, it's not a jolly adventure.
Danny's Christmas list is endless, but Santa doesn't give good presents to greedy boys. And what Danny gets instead is a very hungry dinosaur. Rather than Danny getting everything, Dino eats everything. Danny's toys, the Christmas tree, and even the house. Can Christmas be saved? Dynamic duo Tom Fletcher and Dougie Pointer bring you Danny and his pet dinosaur, whose out-of-this-world wacky adventures are sure to delight fans of Dino's poop and laugh out loud. Read aloud. Okay, now we can turn page. Usually you want...
That's his poo.
That looks disgusting.
That's his egg. And that's his poop.
The egg is fine, but that pile of poop looks disgusting. Doesn't it look disgusting to you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. From high in the sky,
that's Santa, a gazebo.
That is a gazebo. Are you listening? From high in the sky, Santa looked down below to up. Houses all cozy and covered in snow. Can I read the story and then you point out the words you know? Where snoozers were snoozing, tucked up in their beds while dreaming the most festive dreams in their heads. Okay, what words do you see that you know?
Into, up, in, in.
You know the too also, don't you?
I don't see that.
Okay. Next page. But one boy named Danny was greedy, you see. At least 10 times greedier than good boys should be. He lay wide awake on his mountain of toys, which stood even taller than most girls and boys. But that wasn't enough. Danny still wanted more. He wanted much more than his toy box could store. So Big Santa C said, I'll leave him a present. But this year his present might just be unpleasant.
Bad.
Danny heard such a clatter, his heart skipped a thump. 'Twas the clopping of hooves going clippity-clump. Do you want me to read or not? Stop playing with the page. He bounced out of bed and threw on some clothes and crept down the stairs on his tip-tippy toes. There, under the tree, were gifts big and small and a gigantic egg placed in front of them all. Santa brought me an egg? An egg? Danny said. Then out with a crack popped a dinosaur's head. Look at the cat. The cat is like, I am out of here. See you later, Danny. Why is the dinosaur's eye so big? It wasted no time on that cold Christmas morning and started to eat everything without warning. It swallowed the stockings and Christmas cards too, the red fairy lights, then the green and the blue. There wasn't a single thing Danny could do except sit and watch the dinosaur chew. Santa's like, see you later, Danny. Enjoy your dinosaur. It chewed and it munched and it crunched on Kris Kringle. The reindeer, the sleigh bells, and all things that jingle. But it didn't stop there. There were more things to gobble. Much more than the small, shiny bubbles that bobble. He's flossing his teeth. It ate up the cat and the dog and the fish. And from the dishwasher, it downed every dish. The tables, the chairs, the walls, and the doors. Now nothing was safe, not even the floors. Now, reader, beware. The next part is scary. And if you read on, you'll need new underwear. Knitting some socks was Danny's sweet gran, who had no idea of the dinosaur's plan. It slurped her right up, and the socks she was knitting, along with the couch where she always liked sitting. Oh my, not granny grand.
He is humongous.
Then it ate Danny's mom. She was gone in one bite, and the dino was now double Danny's dad's height. So with no point in him even trying to fight, he leapt in its mouth, wishing all a good night. Now nothing was left. All Danny could see was a fat dinosaur where his home used to be. But it wasn't the house or the presents he missed. Without family, Christmas just doesn't exist. With the feeling of guilt in the dinosaur's gut, its brain brewed a plan involving its butt. It knew there was only one thing it could do to make Christmas right. It needed to
poo.
Oh my goodness, poo. Oh my God. Oh, this is nasty. This is nasty. Oh, I'm about to read it. This is so nasty. It pooped out the turkey and the toys from its belly. And even the tinsel was now brown and smelly.
Yeah.
It pooped all the presents and pieces of puzzles. It pooped all the things it had previously guzzled. And then Father Christmas yelled, "Out of the way!" as he flew from the dinosaur's butt on his sleigh. The dinosaur finally gave a huge push and pooped Danny's parents in one massive whoosh. Last to plop out was Gran, with her knitting still sat on the couch where she always liked sitting.
Nope.
"Merry Christmas," said Dan to his whole family as they washed off the presents and put up the tree. And the greedy young kid who you saw just before promised next Christmas he'd not ask for more. And the dinosaur promised he'd keep his mouth shut, as you would if Christmas came out of your butt.
The end.
That was so nasty.
Thanks for listening.
See
you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.